With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump says he will proceed to push his administration's policies after getting a major Supreme Court victory this past week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Now that the high court has curbed the power of lower courts to issue nationwide injunctions, the president said his administration will move forward.
We can now promptly file to proceed with numerous policies that have been wrongly enjoined on a nationwide basis.
Those policies include restricting birthright citizenship, firing probationary federal workers, freezing USAID funding, and allowing DOGE personnel to access Social Security data, among others. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas is praising President Trump's handling of the Iran crisis.
Iran has a history of blowing up embassies and barracks and committing atrocious acts of terrorism. And the American people should know that that threat will continue, likely as long as the Ayatollahs remain in power. President Trump knows that, but he balanced the threat of terrorism or missile strikes against the threat of a nuclear Iran, and he rightly concluded that we had to eliminate Iran's nuclear capabilities.
Senator Cotton made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Sudan's civil war has overwhelmed a border town in neighboring Chad. Nearly a quarter million refugees have arrived in Adre, and the humanitarian front line on the edge of one of the world's most devastating wars is in real danger of being completely swamped. Thousands of people continue to arrive. Protesters in Venice voicing strong opposition to Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's extravagant wedding there yesterday. Hundreds marched through the city streets criticizing the billionaire's celebration as exploitative, while residents face over-tourism and high housing costs. This is SRN News. Pope Leo says there should be no tolerance in the Catholic Church for any type of abuse. Leo made his first public comments about the clergy sex abuse scandal in a written message to a Peruvian journalist who documented a particularly egregious case of abuse and financial corruption in a Peruvian-based Catholic group. In it, the Pope says, quote, "It is urgent to root in the whole Church a culture of prevention that does not tolerate any form of abuse, neither of power or authority, or abuse of conscience, spiritual or sexual abuse." The pontiff spent two decades as a missionary priest and a bishop in Peru. 10 years after the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage, the split between Republicans and Democrats on the issue is wider than it has been in decades. Recent polling from Gallup shows a 47 percentage point gap on the issue between Republicans and Democrats, the largest since it first began tracking the measure nearly 30 years ago. This is SRN News. Restoration is underway on the remnants of an 18th-century ship found after 9/11, buried underneath Manhattan.
Turns out it was a Revolutionary War-era boat, and it's now being painstakingly restored by a team led by Peter Fix with the Center for Maritime Archaeology and Conservation.
Our hypothesis is that it was built as a small gunboat. There were 13 of them that were actually built in the summer of 1775. In order to protect the Delaware River, Delaware Bay, and ultimately Philadelphia.
Once restored, the relic will live at the New York State Museum in Albany. I'm Julie Walker.
Today is Sunday, June the 29th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Gary Busey, who is 81 years old. Former Congressman Fred Grandy is 77. NBA star Kawhi Leonard has 34 candles on his birthday cake. This is SRN News.